Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel, Susan Schuler, and Terry Huberman allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron and the Pleiadians. Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. And Terry channels her spiritual team, affectionately known as Team Terry. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this high vibrational frequency will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
All right, welcome. Welcome, everyone. And this is Julie Geigel. You are listening to Angel Talk Tuesday. And we are here every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern, and 7 Pacific, where my girls are. Good morning, girls.
Hey.
Good morning, Julie. yeah. So early birds. We have a beautiful channeling to share with you today. Where is your energy best spent this week? So we're just going to go ahead and jump right in this morning and get started. So I'll have you girls mute and hit stop on that video. All right. So again, this is Julie Geigel. I'm a trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, psychic medium, international psychic medium, and awakened healer. And you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at psychic medium Julie. And Susan and I have a class coming up here this Friday, and we actually have one spot left, for our Lightworkers Mentorship Program, our spring-summer session, and we're going to be tackling some really, really exciting topics: spiritual healing, oracle cards, pet communication, and journey to the Akasha Records. So if you have been thinking about joining us at all, this is kind of the last call before we close it all up and begin again. It's always an exciting time when we gather together. And we've got some really beautiful energy moving through this month with our solstice coming up, our spring equinox coming up here on the 20th. And then we've got that exciting new moon shortly before on the 17th. So it's going to be a great, great program and beautiful energy to boot. All right, so let's go ahead and just dive right in. I need my girls to mute yourself, please. I just heard somebody clear their throat. So let's just clear that out right now. I'm going to take a sip of my water, my tea. Honey chamomile. I'm addicted. It's awesome. Okay, so we're just going to move that video back a little bit, and we will ring the tincture bells to clear out any lower frequencies. All right, here we go. Welcome. I am Metatron, joined here this day by the Pleiadians, we are thrilled and delighted to open this sacred space, this beautiful healing as you align and allow your highest good to emerge. Take a deep breath with us. Allowing yourself to sink into this beautiful, blessed space. Releasing and letting go all that no longer serves you. Imagine the layers being lifted. Imagine the fog being cleared. Allowing any discontent to dissolve. And any discord to evaporate. As you release the third dimension, feel your body becoming lighter and lighter. Feel the expansion within your soul, opening up to the perfection of your spirit, your higher self. We wish to take you into this space of being as it is there, where you will find your power. Oftentimes we see you struggling within the constraints and confines of your humanness, of your ego. Remember, as we have told you many times before, this is all an illusion. Your heart yearns for experiences, and so you have created various experiences in this lifetime to help you evolve and advance as a soul. But your spirit, your higher self, is the perfection of your essence. It is the oneness with God, the universe, all that is. It holds no karma or lower frequencies. And this beingness is contained within you, and you have constant access to the energy of your spiritual nature. So when you feel yourself out of alignment or out of sorts, move through your soul into the depths of your being, aligning with your spiritual self, your higher self, the God within you. It is in this space that you receive inspiration and inner knowing. This week, your energy is best spent being purposeful in your actions and being present with the awareness of where your power lies. Do not allow yourself to be blown about in the wind like a ship on the sea. Do not run willy-nilly, scattered here and there in your life. This is a new energy on your planet Earth. Harness the power and live a purposeful life filled with passion and love. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. I'm so excited to be back today. I don't know, for some reason I feel a little more charged than normal. I know I took a month off. I was gone for most of February, so I feel like I'm kind of getting my groove back. So anyway, so I am a professional psychic medium, and I am based out of the Los Angeles area, although I do one-on-one readings with Skype and on the phone all over the world. I was a high school English teacher prior to doing this in my spiritual work full-time, which I just love doing. So I do teach several different classes. As I mentioned, I do the one-on-one readings, and I also do events. As Julie mentioned, we do have a class that we have one spot. I didn't realize that we only had one spot left for this. But we have one spot left, and I'm quite excited about that. Just to kind of give you a little brief summary on that, we're doing things with pendulum. We're doing some healing with that. We are doing the Akashic Records, which I can't wait to do, which is a hypnosis, which Julie will be walking us through, and she does lovely, lovely hypnosis work. Then we are going to be doing oracle cards, and you can use any deck you choose to use when we do that. And then pet communication, both mediumship as well as psychic things with your pets. So you'll be able to communicate to your pets living and then crossed over to the other side, which I don't know, my pets are always my animals, I should say the love of my lives, my children. So to me, that's very important. Terry and I are going to be doing a demonstration of psychic fun. And that event is March 24th. Can't wait to be doing that one either. We do that we're doing it in a small theater in Hollywood. And Terry will be focusing on the psychic fun part, and I'll be focusing on the mediumship, although I'm sure we'll be able to bribe her to get to do some mediumship and me to do some psychic fun as well. I'm also doing a small group reading with a medium named Jules Davis, and that's in April on the 14th. In West Los Angeles. So any of this information may be found at my website at mediumsusan.com, and all of my events are always listed there. So I'm just going to switch. Sorry, I feel like I've had too much coffee this morning, so I think it's going to be a challenge to challenge or to channel, but maybe, who knows, maybe I'll jump right into it. So let me take a deep breath, take myself off camera, and see if I can connect properly into Jacob. So here we go. I'm just going to take take two nice deep breaths while I do this. So just bear with me for a second. Welcome to this new day. Dear beautiful souls, and to all its endless, glorious possibilities. As always, we are most joyous to be joining you today. We see you struggle, and at times your anxieties rise, and we wish to remind you that there is much that can be done about this. It is not your natural state to constantly be living in a fearful flight or fight mentality. We wish to help you to recalibrate these toxic forming anxieties in your life. There are many of you who have spent so many years in this level of panic and anxiety that it is all you know. But we are here to gently take you by the hand and let you know it is not the way you are destined or desired to be. As with all life-sustaining activities, begin with a deep cleansing breath. Breathe in. Release. Now you have taken yourself back to your base point and can focus on the task at hand. The levels of anxiety
you feel may be greatly improved by carefully taking time to assess what outcomes you most desire, looking at all its many angles and opportunities, and planning properly. It sounds so simple, right? Yet if it were, there would not be the anxiety on your planet that we see. Taking time to reflect and plan the most effective way to achieve your goals is not something that should be plowed into like the proverbial bull in a china shop. We recommend a period of careful deliberation and consideration. There is no need to be hasty as you prepare for all that you most desire. Simply breathe, plan, and reflect, and allow things to unfold naturally, without stress, without strain. The human mind works much better when there is not a need to rush, for that only adds to those frantic levels of anxiety that will cause your bodies, including your minds, to function improperly and illogically. Most human minds can achieve a sense of organization through the use of lists when alone to brainstorm, but also times of collaboration, sharing thoughts and ideas with others. When you are planning and preparing, be sure to utilize all of your resources, which includes your friends, family, tribe members, and even educational resources. These will enable you to view your goals in an objective manner, rather than an overly emotionally charged one. For we also realize that when humans are feeling overly emotional, they react with less clear thinking. We know many of you feel like this, that there is a race against time. But you need not struggle against time to achieve your goals. Rather, allow yourself to work within the constraints of the universe, so there is flow rather than fight. Although you often forget this idea, you are never alone. So take the time also to quiet your mind in a meditative state, so you can be open to the messages and help that individuals from other dimensions willingly send your way. Stop always trying to go it alone. You don't need to. These otherworld beings also have a special perception that you lack, and this also allows them to aid you in ways impossible for your human mind to conceptualize. Please don't think we wish to insult you in any way as we say these words, but our vantage point is very different from your own. Take time. Connect with all your many helpers and guides. We are here to serve. When you take this extra time demonstrating patience as you plan, you are actually slowing down time. You have strong skills to do this, but most of you do not understand and do just the opposite. Be calm in the storm. This is Susan Schuler channeling Jacob. Up next, we have Terry Huberman, who will be channeling as well. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OMTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. So many great channeled messages so far. I will be channeling in just a moment. Just wanted to remind you guys that I am Terry Huberman. I am a psychic medium and also an energy healer. I use IET. And I just wanted to let you know about a few events that I've got coming up. And all of my events you can check out and see online on my website, which is terryhuberman.com. I will be speaking on life purpose from the soul perspective at the Live Your Truth Empowerment event through the Collective Gain, and that'll be in Los Angeles on March 18th. I've got a Facebook Live coming up this Thursday where you can write in and ask any questions that you want, and I will be having a guest this week, which is really exciting. Susan and I, of course, are doing our Psychic Fun and Mediumship Night, which she briefly told you about, and that's going to be in Hollywood on the 24th, and we're both really, really looking forward to that. And then I am teaching an intuitive course, and that's coming up. I call that course GPS of the Soul, so that you can use and improve, work upon, and develop your intuition just for day-to-day choices, activities, and all that fun sort of stuff. So again, you can always find me on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, my website, terryhuberman.com. And yeah, that's it. So welcome back. And now I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to channel my team and bring you some messages. So let's hear what they have to say. So I'm just going to turn off my video here for just a second. And I'm going to go ahead and log into the universe to connect to Team Terry and share what they have to say with and to you. Here we go. Hello. We wanted to share with you something we felt was very, very important that would piggyback on last week's topic, which of course was also planning and preparation. And this is how we feel. Everyone can best benefit from the energy for this week. So to help you get through a period of when patience is needed, practicing acceptance is truly beneficial. Acceptance is a tool that can be used to gracefully bring into your alignment you, so that you can reach your goals. Accepting current situations gives you the grace to elegantly give you patience, the patience. Your patience and acceptance is needed for clarity. When you have the clarity you need and the clarity you want, you can take steps, fulfill the steps you need to take you to your manifested goals. To have more of a reign over your emotions, to take in and gather more peace. We see how difficult and challenging human life can be right now. And we want to point out to you that patience and acceptance is a gift to you during these hard times. We need you to sit in the space of surrender, acceptance, and patience so you can feel instead of distract just to cope. Feeling your way through life is what we'd like for you to do. And these situations that are forcing you to have time outs allow just for that. Take in breath, go inward, and sit tight, as you would say, is what is needed as the collective conscious sorts out itself, which will sort you out. You are all unifying at the moment and in that process. Some still remain separated and divided from themselves and from Source. And that is what you are all feeling right now. Patience and acceptance is needed as unification happens and as separation dissipates. Acceptance allows gracefulness, and acceptance allows gracefully for the patience process to happen. Patience can bring a sense of control when you learn to master it. and you learn to be graceful and collected. You can then become aligned and unified with yourself. The lessons of patience are lifelong and help your soul evolve. Evolve you to the next level and the next level and the next level. This week, you will have plenty of opportunities to practice patience and acceptance. These opportunities are provided to you to help you grow and evolve. Be mindful of them and the lessons you are learning, and allow acceptance of any situation you're in to gracefully help you build that patience. Breathing will help you as you gracefully accept situations that you're in. Take the time to sit, surrender, and be, allowing you to go ahead and reconnect with your own self. We love you and we wish you all the best. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Woo! So thank you very much for allowing me to share my team's message with you, and we'll be back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Terry, a psychic medium and energy healer. Feeling stuck in your life? Let me help motivate you to reach your goals. I offer remote phone and face-to-face private readings, as well as group and large event sessions. Booking a reading with me will bring you hope, comfort, and closure. Find me at terryhuberman.com and on the social media channels Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to stop by my website and pick up your free meditation today at terryhuberman.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And we are going to go to our Facebook Live right away here.
Don't forget to take yourself off.
Here we go. Thing. We're going to go to our Facebook Live right away. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Julie. We just couldn't see your face.
There it is. Hi.
I'm here.
Okay. Yay.
Here. Now I'm gone. I don't know where I went. Okay, so we are just trying to figure out all of this beautiful stuff here, all of this great stuff. Okay,
I love the way you always say that, Julie. You're like, all of this great stuff, this wonderful technology. She's being very ladylike. Come on.
For some reason, my video won't show up. It's like, okay.
Oh, boy. It's not even Mercury retrograde yet.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Susan, I'm going to turn it over to you while I try to figure this out here.
Okay, so while Julie's figuring that out, we are going to be talking about what we channeled today. And I don't know. It was so funny when Terry ended, you kind of had this like dare caught in the headlights type look afterwards. It is funny when you kind of come down from
it. Yeah, that transition can be so abrupt. You're like, wow, I'm human again. And it's just like, where am I? So
exactly.
Lucky you guys get to witness that, you know?
It was just the look on your face. You're like, yeah. So anyway, so once Julie gets this figured out, and we will. Did you get it yet, Julie?
I did not.
Oh, okay. So are we just not going to do Facebook?
You know what? We're just going to go to Facebook Live here. So okay. I'm going to shoot over there. We're going to connect with our lovely audience on Facebook. Because honestly, and, Julie, we see you.
Yeah, we see you. You look very normal to us.
Oh, okay. I'm not
so Zoom's got you. Zoom's got you back.
That is good to know because, as Susan can attest, sometimes what I see is different than what you see.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going live right now. Here we are. We're looking for that boom. Boom, we're live. Love how that works. In an instant, we're live on Facebook. Exciting. Welcome, everyone. If you're just joining us here for the first time or if you're just joining us here right now, we would love it if you would say hello. So go ahead and post your first name, what state you live in our news feed, and stop by and say hi. We are huge fans of those emojis, so send us some flowers. send us some pets. I love the penguin. It's my favorite. We are talking about where your energy is best spent this week. We do weekly energy forecasts, trans channelers, on our Angel Talk Tuesday show. So we just finished channeling live on Om Times Radio. And now we're popping over here to Facebook to share some of those channeled messages, kind of the highlights, if you will, of our channeling. We know you're busy, so if you don't get a chance to watch that full episode, you can catch us here for a 20-minute quick highlights of the best of the best. So we're going to start with Susan. What was your favorite message today from Metatron?
Well, you know, I always kind of need to hear, and this is just my personal take on it, but I always sort of need to hear that none of this is real and that I've asked for all of these experiences because sometimes in my little human condition, it feels really real to me. So when he was saying, you know, it's all an illusion, and I know this is something we've all heard a trazillion times before, but I needed to especially hear it today. Another thing that I thought that was really great that I think all three of us touched on it, was the need to start off with the breath.
The breath.
And how the breath will just always recenter us in allowing us to be more patient and allowing us to plan what we need to plan. So to me, that was just brilliant.
Yeah, that absolutely. I can concur completely. Terry, any thoughts on Metatron?
Yes. You know, Metatron said a few things, but one of the things that kind of just like, it was a really nice reminder because, again, this monkey mind of ours just always gets in the way. And he said, and I feel like I should quote this, when you feel out of sorts, move through your soul into the depths of your being, aligning with your higher self, the God within you. And I was like, oh, yes. Thank you for hearing me. I needed to know that. And it was just like, oh yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not saying I am God, but I'm saying there are attributes within me that I need to recognize that I am able to connect with God through myself. So that was just a really beautiful reminder of that connection, because sometimes, I don't know about you, but I feel kind of disconnected. So Metatron really kind of like reminded me of that. Nope, I'm still connected.
Beautiful. Yeah, I could feel a different energy here today. I did some work with my mentor, and I do have to say, I could really feel Metatron on a whole new level. so I don't remember a whole lot of what I said. I'll have to go back and really listen. I really had that beautiful sense of being one with the higher self because, you know, your soul has all of those experiences. It has the memories of all of the lifetimes that you've ever lived. And so, it needs healing. It needs help. It's got karma to clear. It's got issues, but your higher self is the perfection of all of that. It's the perfection of who you are. It holds no karma. It holds no fear. It holds no discord. It is the image of God. It is the perfection of God. It is the God spark of you, yourself.
So it's, I could just feel being bathed and really stepping in. And we talk about blending when we do mediumship work and really blending. That was so,
It was beautiful.
Thank you girls. all right, let's shift over to Susan. Loved some of those messages Jacob brought in, and I've got my notes here. Before we jump into Jacob, we're going to say a quick hello to Julia, one of our biggest fans. We love
Hey, Julia. How you doing?
And she's from Kodiak Island in Alaska. And then we've also got our awesome Michelle. She says, great advice to slow down and go within to have patience and become one with your desires and purpose. Wow, thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing that. And if you're just joining us right now, we'd love it if you'd stop by and say hi. We've got a beautiful like from Nancy. And hit that like or love button. Post your name, where you're from, what you loved about our messages today. Anything. Flowers. Send me flowers. Send me.
Oh, flowers. Send them.
I know. Anything. We're here. All right. Moving into Jacob. Jacob said, recalibrate the toxic feelings of panic and anxiety. I loved the verbiage there because I'm you know, former English student, just like Susan. And so I am all about language. recalibrate those toxic feelings of panic and anxiety. Again, using that breath point to bring yourself back into the base point of your being. Assess the outcomes you desire and plan properly. I think this was really a big message today, not to allow yourself to be blown about on that ocean by the wind, to stand in your power and be purposeful with your life. And that comes with planning. And especially Jacob really talked about you don't need to be hasty. You don't need to be on this hamster wheel. Slow down, because when you're frantic, when you're in that hasty mode, there you don't have the clarity that you need to plan appropriately. Human mind works much better when there's not a need to rush and it's not emotionally charged. Take extra time to plan and slow down. I love that. Terry, thoughts on Jacob?
Yeah, I love that Jacob literally listed out ways and how we can not be hasty. And so that was like so cool, because I like direction when given. I can go with the flow, but I do like direction when given. And he talked about not being hasty, of course. He talked about breathing. He talked about planning and reflecting and allowing things to flow naturally, and also collaborating with other people. Using your friends, your family, tribe members, and even educational resources as ways to get more information. And you're not alone, so ask for that help. So that was really, really important. And again, you know, that quieting of the mind, so important. And it's so important that we need to be, everybody who's watching this, everybody who's not watching this, is just over and over and over again, the breath recalibrates, as Jacob says, and the breath brings back. So it's almost like we can't hear that message enough.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And Susan, I love that cup you're drinking out of. What is that? Let me see it.
My Wonder Woman cup. It reminds me of the superhero.
Yes. Yes. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm going to have to get the Wonder Woman cup, because I got the old lady cup.
If we're mugshotting, this is my mugshot. Just saying.
I love the owls. Any thoughts on your channeling, Jake?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because when he was talking about, you know, planning and things like that, I'm always early. And Terry, I know you're always early, too.
Yeah.
There are some people who always run late. And to me, I always think of that frantic, I always need to go early because it kind of centers me. And I remember being a little girl going to church and being there like 15 minutes before Mass started. Yeah. And I would go by myself. So it's like, to me, even at a young age, it just centers you and grounds you. And then think of the people, and maybe we're talking to some people that are out there who are always running late. It is like Julie said, you feel like that hamster on the wheel.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can't get, it is a frantic feeling. So yeah. even just and, doing something yeah. as simple as showing up early to things.
It yeah, makes I love that. So much my easier. My husband's taught me that. It's a life-changing experience. Just want to say hello to Ann Dunnington. She's just joined us. And good morning to Debbie Duncanson. Awesome, awesome. Again, if you're just showing up now, please stop by and say hi. Go ahead and post your state, where you're from. Send us an emoji. We love any engagement we can get from our audience. This is beautiful. So we're going to take a moment to talk about Terry's channeling, Team Terry, and then we're going to do a quick psychic reading for one of our lovely audience members. I know we've got a few in our Facebook group. I'm just checking our Skype, and we've got a couple on Zoom with us. Now, how we work the three psychic readings is we only do one every 6 months. So if we've read for you in the last 6 months, we're going to ask you to take a step back and allow somebody else to step forward with a question. So go ahead, post your psychic question in the chat room on Zoom, on Facebook, or over on our Om Times Radio platform. Terry's channeling, again, was about patience and acceptance. That's what's needed right now for the unification process that's occurring right now on this planet. So Terry's team talked a lot about patience and acceptance, and also about this consciousness, this collective consciousness. She said, this is a time to take a breath and go inward as the collective conscious sorts itself out. And patience can help you bring a sense of control, and it helps you become aligned and unified with your own self. I loved that. That was priceless. Susan? Mm.
You know, one of the things that she also said, and kind of jumping off with what you were talking about, is how it's almost like such polarity going on right now. There are some people who are so disconnected from source at this moment in time. And then there are those of us that are also like being drawn like moths to the flame with it. So you feel that separateness. And it's sort of like some are kind of going that way, some are going this way, and there is a little bit of this pull back and forth, and I think like that's what we're all feeling. But I feel like hopefully, at least I'm praying that this will be the case, is that margin's going to get smaller and smaller as we do move more and towards the dawning of the age of Aquarius. You know what I mean? It just kind of feels like that's where we're headed. I enjoyed that she's talked about that.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, we've got a couple questions here. We've got Jackie Simanian. She says, tell me about my book. Jackie, I'm not quite sure what you're referencing here, but let's just see if our gals pick up anything on that. Her name is Jackie.
I can begin, if I may, Julie. You know me, I always jump in.
Please, we love Susan.
Yay!
Jackie, it feels to me like there's a structural issue that's going on right now. I feel like you've got all these ideas, but, and of course, this is the English teacher in me. This is the way it's showing up. You have all these ideas, but they're not harnessed in properly yet, and I feel like you really need to get them harnessed in. I feel like it's almost like there's a block because of that. So you might even want to work with somebody professionally who can help you to organize these things, because you have a story to tell, but it's not going to get told if it's all willy-nilly. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, and, you know, I felt like a stutter. That's how I was coming across. Like it's a one step forward, five steps back situation, and it almost feels like you're not using your own resources, and by that I mean your friends and family, for help. I'm just going to give that to you because I just feel like there's somebody that you know that can actually help move this along further, but it's don't be afraid to ask for the help. That's what I get.
Yeah. Beautiful. And you actually got the chakra clearing card, and this is Archangel Metatron. So if you didn't hear the channeling today, especially from Metatron, I'd be sure to go back and take a listen to that when I post that
I'll have that up on YouTube within the hour. But I am seeing that a clearing, I think Susan mentioned that, there's a block, it needs help. You need help getting that out, moving that through, or just that focused attention and intention and being specific that it's there and you're going to clear that for yourself. All right, hope that helped a little bit, Jackie. And we have one other question. We just have a moment to take this one. I'm working on a startup that brings nonprofits and people together, and I am wondering if things are going to come together sooner than later. And the initials are MC.
Okay, MC, once again, I'll jump into this. I'm seeing between 6 and 8 months, so I don't know what you consider sooner, and I don't know what you consider later, but I am seeing like it will be in this year.
Oh my gosh, Susan literally took the words right out of my mouth. It was like, what's your definition of sooner and later? Because to me, it does feel towards the end of the year that you might start to see some movement forward. But we're looking, I feel more like maybe earlier, like maybe first quarter 2019. But yeah, so that's funny. You literally, my mouth, your words, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And from the numerology deck comes time out. So again, right now, like, you know, our channeled messages today, right now it's about planning, being purposeful with your actions and your step, kind of that divine timing as well kind of moves into play with that. But yeah, it's going to happen. I'm seeing a great idea, lots of support. But again, probably a little later than sooner. All right. Well, there's our music, and we've had an awesome time with everyone today.